Medicaid expansion, Mississippi Hospital Association donation to Democrat gubernatorial candidate ruptures group. By Sean Moran on May 16, 2023. Members of the Mississippi Hospital Association have terminated their membership after it donated $250,000 to Democrat gubernatorial candidate Brandon Presley. In late April, the University of Mississippi Medical Center, UMMC, terminated its membership with the Mississippi Hospital Association, citing a misaligned strategic vision. Please be advised that we hereby terminate the University of Mississippi Medical Center's membership in the Mississippi Hospital Association, effective immediately. We thoughtfully take this action due to recurring behavior including insufficient transparency around decision-making, a misaligned strategic vision and lack of effective communication. While we see value in MHA as an organization, we have lost confidence in the current leadership. UMMC's exit from the Hospital Association as the Friends of Mississippi Hospitals PAC, the PAC for the Hospital Association, donated $250,000 to the Presley campaign. This is the largest donation the PAC has ever doled out. UMMC did not comment in late April as to whether the donation affected their decision to leave the association. Tim Moore, the Mississippi Hospital Association president and CEO, has said Presley is allegedly the only candidate for the governor's office that supported hospitals. Moore's statement raises questions as the state legislature and Governor Tate Reeves, R., approved $103 million in direct aid to hospitals in 2023 alone. Moore later admitted the prospect of Medicaid expansion may play a part for the hospital PAC's significant donation to Presley. He continued, noting he was not aware of a plan to donate to Reeves, who opposes Medicaid expansion. Reeves said in April, "I have not changed my position on the expansion of Obamacare. Adding 300,000 additional people to welfare in our state is not the right path for Mississippi." Presley said, "We've turned back billions of dollars in Mississippi. Not because of policy. Only reason we've turned down federal dollars for health care in Mississippi is petty, partisan, cheap politics." Moore has supported a ballot initiative since 2021 and the Hospital Association has spent 8 legislative sessions trying to enact Medicaid expansion. Other hospitals quickly followed suit by exiting the Mississippi Hospital Association. Soon after UMMC's exit, George Regional Health System in Loosedale, Memorial in Gulfport, and Singing River in Jackson County terminated their membership in the Hospital Association. George Regional CEO Greg Harvard wrote to the association, "This letter will serve as notice that George Regional Health System and its affiliates, George and Greene County Hospitals, do hereby terminate its membership in the Mississippi Hospital Association, effective immediately. This action is a result of a realization that the Mississippi Hospital Association's current leadership strategy is no longer able to effectively and productively represent George Regional Health System's interest in various meaningful areas and in fact has become counterproductive." The brouhaha between the hospitals and the Mississippi Hospital follows as Presley has boasted that it has raised more than any other Democrat candidate for governor in the Mississippi in its first reporting period for the 2023 election cycle. Although it has raised a significant campaign treasure trove, it still pales in comparison to Reeves' campaign. Moore appeared on The Gallo Show with host Paul Gallo in early May. Gallo asked, "What are the Hospital Association's major accomplishments?" Moore first cited Medicaid expansion, which has yet to be enacted in Mississippi. "If you start looking at what we try to accomplish with our agenda, certainly the one and most important thing for all of our hospitals is Medicaid expansion," Moore said. He continued, noting that the association has helped pass good legislation for hospitals and patients. The Foundation for Government Accountability, FGA, wrote a paper in 2022, finding that the per-person estimates were 64% higher than estimates. Medicaid expansion enrollment in Mississippi could be roughly double from estimates, and tenure costs would cost more than expected in Mississippi. The FGA concluded, "Non-expansion states need only look to their expansion counterparts to see the trail of destruction that has been left in their wake. Shattered enrollments, busted budgets, crowded out investments, lengthy waiting lists, and more. The costs of Medicaid expansion, both for taxpayers and the most vulnerable, are simply too great to bear. States must reject the false promises and bait offered to get them to expand Medicaid." The group added, The actual experiences of expansion states make it crystal clear that holding the line and resisting a massive expansion of welfare is the most prudent action states can take to protect their budgets, taxpayers, and the truly needy. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.